you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Pick one. God just damn pick it. One. It's all right.
It's Thursday, everybody. It's Throwback Crab Diving Thursday. Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, yeah. Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, and we little see hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time? Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app, or crabdiving.com.
No more pussyfooting around.
Fucking A right, Sarah. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about with our Presidente. It's all off the rails. Yes, we're fucked. We may not be fucked. Or we're going to get fucked and then we have to unfuck ourselves. It's just all fuck.
Mike Pence is like, color me there.
Thanks for joining us. Join in the convo if you're listening live on the Twitter at Crab Diving and blah, blah, blah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I'm listening. Name the
Another
show.
Another Frasier reference.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That's our second Frasier reference for today?
I mentioned we choose to find it charming.
You just said that? Oh, you said that earlier.
Yeah.
Crab diving offline.
Okay,
yeah. All right.
Which was from another Frasier episode when they introduced Daphne, their housekeeper, and Frasier said, "This is Daphne. She believes she is psychic. We choose to find it charming."
You know, the Frasier character to me is hilarious because
it's one of my favorite shows ever.
What the fuck is his name?
Kelsey?
Kelsey Grammer plays this Frasier guy is it still on the air or no? Is it gone? I love that
show. It's rerunning, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he plays this guy, Frasier Crane, who's a psychiatrist. He has it together. He's civilized.
A radio psychiatrist.
Yeah, he's a radio psychiatrist, but you know, it's just not at all what he's like in real life. You know, if you read anything about Kelsey Grammer's personal life, it is...
Nutballs. Nutballs.
He's like, he's more Motley Crue. He leans more toward Motley Crue. His wife shot at him.
He played the blue guy in the old, the previous Marvel movies,
the big,
right?
Giant blue Wolverine.
Beast or something like that,
That is. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, he played... I mean, he's more Motley Crue than Frasier Crane in real life.
Right.
I mean, he...
Watch Boss? Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, the one about Chicago.
Yeah, a year, season or two, series or miniseries. I don't know what the fuck it was. But
he's good in that.
Having grown up in Chicago, I could say, oh, yeah, that's mild compared to probably what went on in the Daley administration.
Or just, fuck that, just read Kelsey Grammer's Wikipedia.
Right.
His personal life section. It's amazing. Yeah. His wife shot at him, right?
Well, right. You remember...
what the fuck?
Wasn't it the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that she was on?
Fuck me, Camille.
And it was right when they were breaking up. And
Camille.
And I think we specifically watched that episode just because he was on it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And he would like show up and be like, "Hi, everyone. Goodbye." And he would have a big smile on his face because he was flying to New York.
I specifically remember the episode he was on. We're having a discussion with Camille in the driveway. Frasier Crane exits the house carrying suitcases, gets into the car, drives off, and waves bye. That was his appearance in the Real Housewives.
Right.
He leaves. Kelsey Grammer's more Trump. He's very Trumpy, you know, if you think about
very
it.
Very Trumpish. You know? Yeah. Thanks for joining us. As I said, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. Also, we're on our Facebook page occasionally, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Eddie.
And you can, if you're listening as a podcast, you can also tweet us anytime. We appreciate it.
And John Mahoney's fucking dead. R.I.P. John Mahoney. God fucking damn.
One way to put it.
Yeah, John Mahoney sucks.
Fucking dead. Yeah.
I liked him.
R.I.P. John Mahoney. He was a good actor. That's right. Steppenwolf dude, right?
A Brit. He was a Brit. He was.
Did you ever see him in anything at Steppenwolf?
Live?
I don't believe I did.
I don't know.
If I did, I didn't. It would be. It couldn't be pre-Frasier because you know, I was still in the womb. Pre-Frasier.
There's a great story about, I wish I could remember what fucking play he was
theater
on.
Moment.
Theater Moment at the Steppenwolf. But this young actor, dude, and I wish I could remember his fucking name.
This is the 90s. Significant theater in Chicago, right. For those that may not be in the know.
Oh, that's right. Steppenwolf was also a band. They sang Born to be Wild, correct?
Sure.
No relation, right? They're not related.
They're not. Okay, I don't believe so.
Okay. But this guy.
Well, I can't say that. I don't know.
I have no idea what people listened to back then.
Yeah, I don't know what's his face and what's his face when they were starting.
Hey, John Malkovich, Gary Sinise.
That's it. Those two.
Yeah, it's sad that Gary Sinise lost his legs. You know, it's sad.
Anyway.
You know, somebody, you know, when Gary Sinise was playing Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire at Steppenwolf, it was right after Forrest Gump. People would call the theater and say, how is he going to play Stanley with no legs? They thought he really didn't have legs, man.
Well, it's the wonders of movie magic.
Who's that dumb? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, this guy was in a play with John Mahoney. It was his big break, and he missed his entrance. And he had to make, he made John Mahoney ad-lib. Considerable. I didn't know John Malkovich could sing.
They are so high.
Yeah, that's,
this is a live performance on video from 1969.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of their eyes are even remotely open.
That's what,
they're all so high.
Look at me. This is true. Music was better.
Come on.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck.
There's good music now.
Not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Like Sarah Huckabee says, you're putting words in my mouth.
don't put words in my mouth.
Better doesn't mean what we have now isn't good, but it was better then. Listen to that. That's amazing. Magic carpet ride.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We're going to buy shit on the internet, and you can whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
That's right.
Screaming, cussing liberal media.
Yeah, fuck you.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalist.
God.
Oh my.
Ooh.
They want to get you in a dungeon.
God.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
They never get old to me. I mean, I'm sorry, listeners. There's probably listeners who are like, enough with the Alex Jones clips, but
like,
I'm sorry. I can't get enough.
You know what? If you put Alex Jones clips to death metal, it would fucking work wonderfully. It would be amazing.
I love Satan!
And that's like every lyric. You know what I mean? Like, he sounds like death metal, like totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's crazy. You playing death metal?
I've got the fire everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Oh my God! Hell on earth! He wants to control every aspect.
Sorry. I think it worked. I think good job.
Thank you. Let's see. <What's>...
Oh,
he does sound like this.
Satan.
You saw a band like that?
Hell yeah,
not
man.
Not that long ago, right? You said?
By the way, it's one, you know, I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite bands in Pensacola, A Curse Creator. female lead singer of a death metal band. This is badass.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. I always think of Caninus. It's the only thing.
Oh, I know. Well, that's the one where the dog's just lead singer.
Well, and it doesn't sound any different. They just got the dog to go, and they taped it.
Kate, we're going to start a band. Okay.
And frankly, it doesn't sound a lot different from some of them that just go.
We're going to start rehearsing before the show, Kate. Okay. I don't play anything, so.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So got that deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, April 12, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
I love that girl.
That kid's a hero,
Kid is the best person on the
planet. Stop talking. No one's listening.
I want to say that often to people all the time. Stop. Stop talking. Stop.
That's like that other girl that... that InfoWars moron went up to, right? And was like, excuse me, sir.
She's
like, you're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot. Kid's right.
And then he cried on, he cried with Alex Jones for a whole segment on day's show.
You know what you can always count on these racist, xenophobic, dickhead white guys to do? I'm a big victim. They just turned into the biggest fucking snowflake victims you could ever imagine. Oh, yes.
Look at our president, man, baby.
It's like Twitter. He's just bitching.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
A fate.
Huff Post. I had this story for in the magic spreadsheet. This one is amazing.
Yes.
In fact, I since it's at the Huff Post, no offense, Huff Post, but I'm going to go get the video of it from a different part of town.
Yes.
Because they probably put there's stupid fucking music under it.
See what happens when you do shit like that?
Which I think is unnecessary.
Just play the fucking story. Where's our music? Why don't we have any music under what we're saying?
Well, I can play music.
What about the orchestra? We don't need the in-house orchestra?
The headline at the HuffPost says, Trump pick hedges on Brown versus Board.
Okay.
Brown versus Board of Education was the landmark SCOTUS decision that
SCROTUS
decided that schools shouldn't be segregated. We shouldn't send black kids to one school, white kids to the other.
You know, in a perfect world, I mean, I'm not saying we should forget history. That's not my point. But in a perfect world, no one should know what that is in a way, because the idea of it should be so insane at this point that. Do you know what I'm trying to get at? Like, are we past this?
Let's see.
Are we past this?
The water's that way. 20 minutes that way.
What? Iran?
From where we are right now.
Alabama.
In Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
Alabama's right over there. I'm sure if you asked a person or two over there what they feel about segregated schools, they might have a slightly different opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, do we really have to deal with these mentally ill right wing nut jobs anymore?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're running the country right now.
Oh my God, guys, please vote, vote. Quit reaching out to the other side to try to change their mind. That's not a thing. The only thing to do is wait for those fuck faces to die and get your liberal friends to come out and vote. That's the plan.
Rebecca Shapiro at the HuffPo writes, Trump judicial nominee refuses to say if she agrees with desegregated schools.
What?
Federal judicial nominee Wendy Vitter, V-I-T-T-E-R.
Does she have a helper person she lives with?
Refused to say on Wednesday whether she agreed with the landmark civil rights case that desegregated U.S. public schools.
Are you shitting me?
During her confirmation hearing, Trump has nominated her to become a federal judge in the Eastern District, Louisiana.
Oh, shit. So,
less shocking.
Yeah, right.
She would not say whether she believed the Supreme Court case Brown versus Board of Education was correctly decided. when Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, the Democrat there, when he asked her that question.
Yes.
Here it is. Here's her answer. Which, well, what? Which should
We've
be,
got tape of it?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
There's this audio of someone actually saying this.
It's her confirmation hearing. The senator asked her, do you agree with Brown versus Board of Education? And she's like, well.
Maybe she doesn't know what it is.
Oh, she knows.
She knows?
Oh, yeah. Because she, well, listen.
Okay.
The confirmation hearing.
Do you believe that Brown versus Board of Education was correctly decided?
Senator,
okay.
She wasn't drinking water. Nobody was distracting her. She had to take a moment.
What he said? Do you support Brown?
Do you believe that Brown versus Board of Education was correctly decided?
Yes. Yes. We shouldn't have segregation. That's the normal answer of a sane person, isn't it? I mean, right?
This is a white woman from Louisiana.
Did we go
apparently,
through a wormhole? Huh? Are we in Bizarro fucking world or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, as know? Of last November 2016,
oh, yeah. We did.
Yeah. I did.
Senator, I don't mean to be coy, but I think I get into a difficult area when I start commenting on Supreme Court decisions, which are correctly decided and which I may disagree with. Again,
who is this? Who are we talking about?
She's nominated by Trump to be a judge in the Eastern District, Louisiana. Wendy Vitter.
Right. Did she? Yes. Is her hood on when she's answering these questions?
I don't think so.
I mean, good God. Is she? No, I'm not kidding. Is she in the Klan?
Senator.
What is the? Damn. That's a no brainer. Whoever the fuck this is,
one
you
would
lunatic.
Think, one would think.
She white? I mean, you know.
A different, difficult area when what? I start commenting on Supreme Court decisions, which are correctly decided and which I may disagree with. Again, my personal, political, or religious views, I would set aside.
Not
well,
that
that's the right answer, but not Brown versus not Board of Education.
I have a litmus test. Right. I want whoever I'm. I don't give a fuck what job it is. I don't give a fuck. If you're squeegeeing off the glory holes, I mean, I just don't want to deal with a fucking racist.
Right.
I mean, everybody should be for this. I don't give a fuck what you're being confirmed
well,
for.
You know, one would think.
I want to set aside my feelings so I can be racist. What?
Yeah. I personally agree with Plessy versus Ferguson.
What's that?
That was the one after the Civil War that upheld separate but equal.
Oh, yeah, she loves that,
that
one,
dude.
That
was the wrong decision.
Where did Trump find this person? Honestly.
I think.
I'm not kidding.
Now I got to look it up and make sure I'm not talking out of my historical ass.
Where is she from? Who is this?
Louisiana, again.
She likes segregation?
Well, it doesn't matter. I guess.
I mean, like, where was
saying.
She? Was she? Where did he find her? Buried in a hole?
Well, how the? I don't know. I don't know. Craigslist? How the fuck do I know?
But it is a fair question to ponder. Where did this lunatic come from?
He gets a list from whoever he told he would take a list from. He doesn't know these people. He doesn't know fuck all about these people. If you said, Mr. President, who's Wendy Vitter? He would be like, I don't know. Is she a porn star I fucked and paid off?
Right. Well, not listen. To be right, he doesn't know. He knows that. No. He knows that. To be fair and balanced here, did Obama nominate anyone to a post or something that might have felt similarly that to her?
I'm doubting that.
Okay.
Here's oh now it's fucking stuck.
Oh my God!
Here we go.
Nuts.
On Supreme Court decisions, which are correctly decided, and which I may disagree with. Again, my personal political. Or religious views, I would set aside. That is Supreme Court precedent. It is binding. If I were honored to be confirmed, I would be bound by it, and of course I would uphold it.
Do you believe it was correctly decided?
Blumenthal's like, well, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, Do you believe it was correctly decided? Not
right. Blumenthal's timing in this moment is genius. Yeah. That I want to hear that again. That is a genius pause. God.
And of course I would uphold it.
Do you believe it was correctly decided?
And again, I will respectfully not comment on what could be my boss's ruling, the Supreme Court. I would be bound by it. And
by the way, I'm thinking that Brown versus the Board of Education. I don't think even Ginsburg was on the Supreme. I don't think.
Why?
There's nobody that was remotely on the Supreme Court that's alive.
I know, at that time. But I'm confused. Why would she say that? Why did she say that? What about her boss?
I think she's trying and spectacularly failing to make it sound like my personal beliefs don't mean fuck all. It's whatever the law is, which is a good answer.
Yes.
Not about whether you believe in segregation or not.
Not in this moment.
About certain things, right.
You're right. In some instances, that's a good answer.
Right.
In this moment,
same-sex marriage, the answer has to be everyone should be able to be treated equally under the law.
Because we,
it's that simple.
Right. And we want these people to follow the law, but we also want these people to see people as human beings.
Well, right. And there are fundamental rights.
Good God. What the fuck is this?
Right. So there you go. Blumenthal.
This is a Schindler pick, right?
I think Blumenthal was stunned.
I think he was too.
But they got to know. Like, she wrote somewhere, or she gave an opinion somewhere, or she shot off her mouth somewhere or something once before. Because how would Blumenthal, why would he ask her that question?
Right, that's a good goddamn, why would he ask that question?
Why would he specifically say, do you think Brown v. Board of Education was correctly decided?
You think an aide of his went digging and was like, holy
absolutely.
Fuck, look at this meme.
She thinks Brown was a bad decision.
Damn. Then why? Let's just not. Why is she there? Why is she there? I mean, didn't Trump nominate somebody that's never been to court before? Some bullshit like that, too?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
for a lifetime appointment, I believe.
Quit nominating him. Anybody, this orange man baby who's nuts, who's bananas, wants to nominate, it's an automatic no vote. He's a crazy person. Just don't nominate him. Don't even consider it. This sucks.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
This crazy judicial nominee.
Yeah, wow. Boy, they're really thinking outside the box.
Can't quite decide on that. What do you think about that amendment that abolishes slavery? Well, I don't want to talk about past cases. I don't want to talk about my boss's possible decisions.
This is fascinating. Do you think Blumenthal, because you're right, he had to have known.
Absolutely.
So do you think his aide was like, here's a list of questions you should ask. And then he looks at it and he's like, why the fuck would I ask about this? And they were probably like, because of this shit, you know? I mean,
Plessy versus Ferguson was the upheld the 1896 upheld the constitutionality of racial segregation for public facilities.
Good God.
As long as the facilities were equal in quality. Well, that
they weren't.
We know was not the case. Yeah,
right.
And it shouldn't be anyway.
But dude,
regardless,
wait. I'm rethinking this. That might just be standard questions. People ask all Trump nominees.
7-1.
You know what I mean?
Decision.
That's horrible. But like, maybe that's a question you ask every Trump nominee. Just because, you know, fuck, it's Trump, man. You don't fucking know. You don't know.
I guess. Do you know the words to the Russian national anthem?
Nicked.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. See what some of the other side ain't thinking.
Yes.
The headline at the Drudge Report is a photograph of James Comey walking with a bunch of other people. He is one tall motherfucker. He towers over everybody.
He really is tall.
And it says showtime.
Right. You know, to be fair, man, I mean, yeah, maybe Trump had some inappropriate, you know, meetings with Comey. Maybe he did some shit that was possibly wrong. But Obama did ask him to be on that basketball team, you know, And he went after an athletic, you know, God, I'm making a stupid point. I'm just saying, like, he was trying to pressure Comey to be on his team because he wanted a ringer.
Yeah.
You know, which is unfair, sort of, you know? I'm reaching. I'm reaching for something.
So the headline leads to the Daily Mail.
Yay!
So, of course, we've got a full paragraph as a title. At the Daily Mail, it says dailymail.co.uk.
Hello!
Fired FBI Director James Comey claims in book that John Kelly said Trump was dishonorable for axing him and threatened to quit chief of staff job.
Wow, John Kelly, golf claps, buddy. The tiniest little faintest claps ever. Way to stand up to shit.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly allegedly told fired James Comey that Donald Trump was a dishonorable leader.
Well,
after the FBI director found himself out of a job,
yes,
according to the Comey's forthcoming book.
Jolly good.
Comey said Kelly was emotional.
Yes.
Calling him within minutes of the sudden dismissal, said he was sick about the way Trump swung the axe.
Right.
Let's not forget Comey found out. Here it is. Comey found out he had been let go while he was delivering a speech to FBI agents in California as audience members told him his ouster was being flashed across the TV news
screen.
That
is something from... That's like, I'm sure that was in a Veep episode. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
that's
right.
Straight out of Veep. God, it's nuts. Again, I would rather have Julia Louise Dreyfus as president than Donald Trump.
Oh, sure.
Any day of the motherfucking week.
Comey claims that Kelly said he intended to quit in response, saying he didn't want to work for dishonorable people. And Comey was like, don't do it. We need an adult somewhere, yes, in the White House.
Right.
Basically kind of thing.
I mean, to me, I always hear that. I'm like, oh, it's working out so well. But then you always make the point. We're not living in a thermonuclear, right? Hailstorm.
Yes.
Hellfuck or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Republican Party has been getting ready.
Yes.
To combat the accompanying PR blitz with a website, lioncomey.com.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I fuck thee not.
The Republican Party.
Yes.
The GOP. Not some weird fringe group.
No, this is, yeah, this
God
this
damn.
Is some Republican donors, probably. It lays out a set of talking points arguing that Comey lacks credibility and is out for nothing but revenge.
Right. Oh, God. You know what, dude? Fuck this. Trump is firing Mueller. There is no fucking question.
Of course, some dummies put it in an email, which has leaked. Here are some of the talking points that the GOP are sending around.
Lovely. Like to their constituents, the people that vote for them, to their dipshit voters. Okay.
I don't know who this is. And who is this from GOP.com. Email address.
Right.
Good morning.
Hello.
Please see the following talking points ahead of James Comey's book tour. Let us know if you need any additional materials. Thank you. Joanna. I don't know, whoever the fuck Joanna is. Joanna right, Persing right. is who wrote this, allegedly.
Joanna.
It's three subsections. Oh, well, no, there's a lot more, but I'm just going to go quickly here.
Right.
This one is titled, James Comey has a long history of misstatements and misconduct.
Oh, shit.
Three bullet points. One, let's see. Comey's misconduct damaged the FBI reputation and seriously called into question his credibility.
Right.
It didn't. They loved him at
right.
the FBI. Trump tried to say after he fired him, everybody there is glad he's gone. And it was just the opposite
right.
case.
That's fake news.
During his tenure as FBI director, James Comey was strongly criticized by members of both parties for his history of bizarre decisions, contradictory statements, and acting against Department of Justice and FBI protocol. Well, both sides did criticize him for, you know, the timing of his shit.
Yeah, dude.
Which he explains.
Right.
He's a consummate Washington insider.
No, okay.
Who knows how to work the media.
What the fuck, man? He's not an insider. He's even, it's clear that he made a point to not be an insider, to try to distance himself.
The moment that Trump tried to talk to him, when Trump talked to him alone that one night and was like, you know, this Mike Flynn thing just needs to go away.
Right. Yeah.
Comey called Sessions and said, you cannot leave me alone with the president of the United States anymore. It's not proper.
Right, right.
The president should not be alone with the director of the FBI. There's no reason for that.
Well, to be fair, maybe Sessions. Now, Sessions is kind of slight and short in stature, correct? The Gollum?
Yeah, I think.
He's like, he's got to be like 5'7", whatever. Now, Maude Gonne just twatted us a picture of Comey standing around. Got it. He makes everybody look like they're from the fucking Shire.
He's a tall motherfucker.
He is tall. Yeah. No wonder Obama wanted him on that fucking basketball team, man. Shit.
And he wouldn't.
And he fucking wouldn't.
Because he didn't want to pal around with Obama because he thought it was improper.
Which you know, he was sad.
Maybe.
I would have compromised my ethics unless to be on that fucking team. Fuck that.
Unless he's a tall guy who just hates fucking basketball. But no. That's the only thing he ever gets asked to play.
Damn, I wish I was that tall and could play basketball. Oh my God, I want to dunk on some motherfuckers.
Comey is incredible. Just ask the Democrats. This is continuing from the leaked GOP talking points.
Leaked.
Ahead of Comey's book.
Yes.
Background on his misconduct. They have all these alleged. It's all bullshit.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Democrats that called for his resignation. Well, yeah, right after he announced to everyone, oh, we found some emails on Wiener's laptop.
Wiener. Yeah.
We're going to look into those.
Yes.
The Republicans were woozy.
They loved it. They fucking loved it.
Oh, my God. Hillary, it's reopened.
And didn't Comey even revisit that and say that he was wrong to have done that? Or am I out of my mind?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think he was being pressured from. He explained that he wanted to beat a leak too,
right?
Because he knew that some right wing nut job in the FBI somewhere,
yes,
couldn't wait to leak it. Remember, there was that rogue. This is documented, proven.
Yes.
People were fired.
Right.
There was a rogue office in New York that was literally trying to frame Hillary
and
go after her and get all the dirt they could on her.
God damn.
Not frame her necessarily, but just to...
For some reason, she was a target,
investigate,
right?
Investigate her, yeah. And try to get her disqualified
for
the president.
That's such bullshit, man.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report is showtime.
God, you think anybody at the White House or...
Which can certainly be bought at Amazon.
Oh, yes,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm sure crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can probably pre-order it.
Pre-order this. I mean, do you think the White House and the Republicans are proud of how they've treated our intelligence services? You think they're proud of that?
I can't. It just shows.
I mean, it's disgusting.
It just shows the level of horritude from them. Because before Trump, they were attached to every nipple of the police state.
I know. You know, I know a guy supposedly has three nipples.
I knew someone had three.
Oh, really? So it's common? Or?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, well, not.
Were they working? Were they functional?
Well, I didn't try to milk him. I don't fucking know. I don't think so. It was actually, it looked like a large mole, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
He
was
like, it's a third nipple. It wasn't like a fully formed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Gross. I mean, you know.
Right.
Not gross.
Oh, it's not, you know.
It's like a mole.
Don't
the
nipple
cares?
Shame that guy.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yay!
The
perfect.
I've got a story here. This one, we didn't get to yesterday, and I apologize because it's amazing.
Yeah,
crazy bullshit. Fucking Handmaid's Goddamn Tale bullshit.
God, why do we want to be Iran?
Trump's fucking America. Mike Pence's America. Ugh. More like. Trump couldn't give a shit about abortion. I am sure.
Oh,
he is the benefactor of many an abortion. I'm just laying it out
He's
there.
Put a wing on every Planned Parenthood in New York City, I guarantee you.
This is Arizona.
Yes.
Which, for some reason, seems to want to jump into the I'm worse than Alabama and Texas and Mississippi bandwagon.
Absolutely. Yes.
You usually don't think of Arizona as being just a nut job place, but then... Well,
Jan Brewer.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Arizona lawmakers, listen to this one. Passed.
Yes.
An anti-abortion measure.
Oh, okay.
A couple days ago.
Perfect.
This is heinous. It will require patients to submit a questionnaire to hospitals and clinics about why they are seeking the abortion.
Yeah, because whenever you get any kind of medical care, they're like, hey, why are you seeking a triple bypass? Oh, okay, I'll tell you. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Right. Now, I don't know if there's any...
Why?
Well, I think it requires... The bill, SB 1394, requires hospitals to ask women if they are victims of sex trafficking or domestic violence.
Okay.
So you're like, I'm here to get my constitutionally protected legal procedure.
Absolutely.
I just went through a sea of Coach Daves outside yelling at me, calling me a baby killer. I don't want a baby right now. I would like an abortion, please.
I mean, we have dominion over our own fucking body. You don't have to tell anybody anything.
Right. But now in Arizona, they have to say, were you raped? Is this a product of incest?
And then what? Does that go in my medical record?
Are you being coerced
into
having this procedure?
I'm being coerced now.
If a woman goes in to get a breast job...
Nobody asks why.
Do you think they say, hey, are you being coerced into this?
Yeah. Is somebody forcing you? This is crazy.
If a guy's getting hair plugs, why are you doing this?
I was like, what is the point of this? Well, the point of this is to appeal to a fucking idiot, rabid Krista band base, right?
Yes.
Just to rile up the fucking voters. This is shameful.
It would also require patients to answer whether they are seeking an elective abortion or one out of concern for their health or the health of the fetus.
Go fuck yourself.
It's
That's
none
why.
Of your cunting business.
Right.
It's that simple. It's
fuck
none
you.
Of your business. None of your business.
We hate women.
I get to get an abortion. It's none of your fucking business why I want one.
Yeah, man. It's a medical procedure.
Fuck you. That's
Isn't
my
it
answer.
My right? It's my fucking right.
Yeah, fuck you. There's our answer.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
And I want to see them go after a woman.
Yeah.
Try to prosecute her for not answering.
They're going to get sued. Right. This is one of these things right. where these people make these laws and now the taxpayers are going to have to pay for a lawsuit, right? Obviously. Yeah.
The original version, this is Think Progress, by the way.
Yes.
The original version of the legislation introduced in the Senate there in Arizona proposed asking patients if they sought an abortion because they could not afford a child, did not want a child, or whether the reason was because of fetal anomalies.
Right.
And anemones. Fetal anomalies or relationship issues.
Oh, my. Relationship issues? Why do they want to fucking know this? What
because they want to shame women
yes.
into not getting an abortion.
And they want the data, right? They feel like if they get all this data, they'll use it to make some fucking case.
They want a fucking list. They want to be able to, and the data. They want to be able to say, look at all these women just getting abortions, killing babies because they have relationship issues. Why don't you go to a pastor and get counseled so you don't kill your baby?
Because what's going to happen? There's a slippery slope, right? Now you're on a list. Now what are they going to do to you? What are they going to not let you do?
Don't you put me on a list about any guns or nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen to this shit. Listen to all the shit you have to go through for healthcare. It's not related. And a gun.
It's annoying as
fuck. It's a gun. It's like, oh, here you go. What can I do for you? Let me ask you something. If you have an abortion by shooting your fetus in Arizona, do they waive this?
The House.
Is using a gun?
In Arizona. Remove those last questions, though. So even the members of the House in Arizona were like, well, that's a little too much.
Good job, dickheads.
Democrats there took part in a heated debate.
Oh my God.
Representative Athena Salmon said it's none of the government's business why a woman is getting an abortion.
Stay out of the fucking vagina.
Planned Parenthood wrote, because abortion is legal, women don't need to explain their reasoning to the government.
Yay! What the fuck year is it?
The Republicans are saying, we're just trying to protect women's health getting necessary information.
That's
fuck
funny.
you pieces of shit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Good God.
What is wrong today? All of a sudden, nobody understands abortion. In the first part of the show, we were listening to somebody that didn't agree with fucking segregation.
Nobody believes them.
Or they're pro-segregation,
whatever. Who believes them?
I don't
who
know.
Who believes that they're only looking out for the women's
health? No one.
Lying pieces of shit. You're just simply and purely trying to outlaw abortion.
Absolutely.
Death by 10,000 cuts.
And you know, the fucked up thing is these constituents, these idiot right-wing nut job voters that vote on abortion, they love it. They love the idea that women getting abortions are getting shamed. They love it.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up. Oh, it's fucked up. Fuck your religion. Shove it up your ass.
Until they're... pristine high school daughter gets knocked up by the pool boy.
Right.
The brown pool boy.
Yeah.
And then.
Yes.
They go to their family doctor who's like, oh, you know, don't worry. We'll take care of
it. You know, and I said something stupid earlier. I said Trump has had so many abortions, he probably put a wing on a Planned Parenthood. He didn't go to Planned Parenthood. He's got his own fucking doctor.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
One of the representatives, a Democrat, after the Republicans tried to claim that's to protect women's health, Representative Daniel Hernandez proposed an amendment to include additional questions about whether the patient has access to affordable health care and sex education.
Wow.
They didn't like those.
They didn't like that question.
Yeah, they didn't want those in there for some reason.
That's actually a good question. We want to know, man. We want to know. What the fucking fuck, man?
Planned Parenthood's a person from Planned Parenthood said, if you want less abortion, there is a kinder and more productive way to go about this, and that would be to provide meaningful access to birth control for anybody who needs it.
You know what?
Here, fucking here.
This is what happens. See, shit like this goes on when Democrats in an election year get soft. And they have Barack Obama as their president, and then this fascist fucking runs for office, and they're like, you know what? These Republicans will never get this guy elected. And the liberals, they took their eye off the ball, and they fucked up.
Because they were busy fighting each other over
right.
Russian propaganda.
When a fascist runs for president, it's about not electing the fascist. That's all it's about.
Right.
Because then we get shit like this.
Right. Yeah. How's that poncho of sanctimony you're wearing now that we our fucking republic may be going down the shitter if Trump gets his way.
Good job, dickheads.
It's a good band name, too.
It's good what?
Poncho of Sanctimony.
Yeah, it's almost it's almost as good as the other band name you said earlier.
What was that?
Fetal Anonymity. That's better. I don't know. What? Wait. Poncho of what?
Sanctimony.
Oh, that's better. I like that. Da-da! Da-da!
So they... Republican Representative Eddie Farnsworth in Arizona was not convinced, claiming... Listen to this. Sex education is not a healthcare issue.
What the fuck? What? Sex education is not a healthcare issue. Sex is something you do with your body, you know, and
can affect bigly your health.
You know what's great about the Republicans? When you get into an argument with them about science or whatever the fuck and religion's involved, you know, at some point someone's going to say something so stupid
right.
that you could you almost break into laughter.
And guns aren't a healthcare issue either.
Oh, but yeah,
well, I guess the bullets are. Technically,
until
guns
not,
aren't
no.
unless you throw one at somebody.
Right. Not until the bullet, you know, goes through your body and kills you. Is it? Then it's a healthcare issue, sort of. But you're dead, so what's it fucking
so
matter?
It's physics,
right? It's nothing.
It's the laws of motion and inertia.
In Arizona, guns are like, oh, you know. They have good gun control over there? No.
Where?
In Arizona? I can't imagine.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the no on that one.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
It's a
lovely spring day and no flow here.
How are we going to distribute our podcast when we're in The Handmaid's Tale USA? How do we do that? Record it on a cassette?
Oh, we'll have been gulagged long before that.
Will we be gulagged?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Lou Dobbs is losing his fucking. I mean, I know he was crazy before.
He's a dick.
But holy shit, god damn it, he has done lost his mind.
What's wrong with you, Lou? And are you not rich?
Well, and for someone who I thought was like a respected news person at one point,
apparently not.
Really off the rails, batshit crazy. The other day, he called Mueller a son of a bitch. He said, if it were up to me, I'd fire the son of a bitch right now.
You know what I don't get about Lou Dobbs? He seems very angry. And I got to tell you, Lou, if you happen to be listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Well, we may sound a little angry occasionally.
Yes, right. Yeah, but we're right. And, you know, Lou, fuck him. Yeah. But, Lou, I don't understand you. You have made your living working in television. And in kind of the most easiest capacity ever. You sit on a chair. People suck your dick. You look at, you use your eyeballs. You say what comes on a teleprompter or an ear prompter. And you sit in a chair. That's all you fucking do. And you get paid shit tons. You have a charmed white guy, easy, straight white male fucking
life. I
don't
know that he was like an anchor.
Oh my God.
I think he's a little more involved. Like Rachel Maddow does more than just.
Rachel Maddow's talking. Amazing.
Well, right.
But Lou Dobbs sucks.
Lou Dobbs is on InfoWars all day and then bitches about it. Lou Dobbs is your crazy old Fox brainwashed great uncle.
Right.
Who shows up for Thanksgiving and just rails about Obama and Benghazi.
Yeah, he just sits there. He sits there and he's monotone. You know, Rachel Maddow has amazing monologues she does. You know, you don't really know where she's. I mean, a lot of thought. Lou Dobbs vomits. He vomits white guy, right wing nut job GOP puke into a microphone, and we're supposed to respect him.
Well, he's losing his mind here. I don't know who he's talking to, but on the screen it says FBI and DOJ corruption, all caps. Here's what he had to say last night.
Okay.
The Judiciary Committees, the Oversight Committee, the Intelligence Committee, Judiciary. These committees, with the exception, actually, ironically, of oversight, have specific oversight responsibility in both houses that FBI and DOJ have been acting like outlaws, not the Department of Justice and the FBI.
They're acting like outlaws. They're acting like outlaws.
Can I just say something? We truly are in bizarro world. Yeah. Trump's lawyer just got raided by the fucking feds.
Yes.
Who's the outlaw? Who's acting like outlaws?
The FBI kicking the door. The evil Gestapo kicking in the door of that.
Right.
That totally innocent lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Yes, it's totally out of nowhere. There's no reason this guy should be investigated. I mean, he paid off a porn star for Trump and then entered into an NDA with a porn star for Trump. And apparently Trump didn't know about it. And we're supposed to believe he just gave this woman $130,000 just because.
Yeah.
Nobody knew anything, by the way.
Skipping. I'm skipping a little bit. I'm trying to find a certain spot, but I don't know if I'll be able to. But here's
he's
like near the
fuck,
end of Lou Dobbs talking to this guy.
Cloak over everything. Why do we even use the word secrecy? It is something quite different, and not anyone in the national left-wing media will use the expression. It's a cover-up. It is
the national left-wing media.
What is Grandpa Simpson bitching and moaning about exactly? I don't understand. What is a cover-up?
That they're not going after the DOJ and the and and that Shit. Eric Holder isn't swinging from a noose yet.
Okay. And by the way,
and Obama isn't in jail, and Hillary isn't in jail.
Yes. I just want to offer an apology to Grandpa Simpson. I didn't mean to compare you. I enjoy your work on The Simpsons. I think you're very funny. I didn't mean to compare you to this cracking Lou Dobbs fucknut. Sorry.
I'm trying to find
anyway, which you're absolutely part. Right.
Lou Dobbs, you know who you remind me of? And it, you might like this. This is an iconic character in literature. You know who he reminds me of? Bob Yule from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Google that one, everybody.
Congratulations. That's a bit, somebody knows that, right?
I mean, well, sure.
I know who knows it.
But if you don't feel badly.
David N. Buzz in.
It is inside the Justice Department and the FBI.
It is political corruption, and it is the deep state. It is embedded deeply, entrenched deeply.
Oh boy!
And right now, the deep state is winning. And it's an interesting question, and no one thinks
the deep state is winning. No. Can you fire one brain cell, Lou, and think? Well, what if the president did some shit? Let's just for a moment try to engage in the fact that this guy who has cheated, lied, obfuscated, yes. backstabbed,
right.
stolen, everything nefarious his whole fucking life.
I mean,
it's completely out of the realm of possibilities that maybe he gave a Russian a call or two.
What the fuck, man? What the fucking fuck?
Right. It's
deeply, I'm having trouble forming words. I don't get it.
And he's got that same voice pattern like half of the Senate committee.
Why is he so fucking hateful?
And I'm going, you think it's the deep state?
Lou, why aren't you happy? What is wrong with you? What is your problem? Maybe that will help you. I don't know. Are you just a hateful fucknut?
You must be a joy.
God. Oh, boy. With. Does he have a family and shit?
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. They're like, Grandpa Lou's coming over.
Scurrying around.
Well, we better hit this joint so it's tolerable. God, do you know how high your grandchildren probably have to be to hang out with you? No offense.
Oh, they might be mortified. You know he's pretty.
Oh, yes.
You know he's got at least one or two kids that are probably like.
Oh, my God.
In some liberal organization just to
they're
try to counter.
Doing, listen, I don't know. Is it mean to say they're probably doing heroin listening to your fucking newscast? Because my fucking God. I
72 years old.
Okay. Congratulations. You had a great life. Lived a great life. Rich.
Six kids.
Oh, wow. Good guys. A lot of coming.
Oh, how interesting. He's got two kids named Michelle and Hillary.
No, he does.
Michelle Dobbs, Hillary Dobbs.
How the fuck?
Heather Dobbs, Buffy Dobbs, Jason Dobbs, and Chance Dog.
Chance. Hey, I have a question. I don't understand what you said. He's got two kids named Michelle. How?
No. He's got Hillary and Michelle.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought maybe he had some kids with different wives, but he still had like two Michelles. That's weird.
Right now, the deep state is winning. And it's an interesting question, and no one thinks more about this, reports more on it than you do. But the question becomes now what the president can do. I have to say, if I in the same position, just my frustration level alone, where I, president of the United States, would compel me to fire somebody.
Yeah, somebody. Ooh, I wonder who that would
somebody.
Be. Donald Trump listens to Lou Dobbs, correct? We did this story.
Oh, he loves Lou.
He loves Lou Dobbs.
Love Lou.
So do you think he probably talks to the guy? Do you think it's out of a void? This Lou Dobbs is suggesting Trump could fire.
Oh, he tells him.
You know?
He looks at the screen and says, Mr. President, fire Mueller yesterday.
He's going to fire him. I know it.
If I, in the same position, just my frustration level alone, where I, president of the United States, would compel me to fire somebody, anybody that I could get my hands on. Because this is a direct attack on our system of government by the deep state. No matter how you structure it, you have a Justice Department that is attacking the Constitution.
The Justice Department, by investigating a potentially corrupt, possibly a little traitorous-ish
yes.
president and campaign,
Oh my
is attacking the Constitution.
Dude, imagine you have a news network, you turn it on, and Bob Yule over here, Lou Dobbs, is caterwauling about a deep state. I mean, if WKRP in Cincinnati was a show today, he would be a fringe character. He would be one of the funny ones on it because he's nuts. He would be the nutty news guy. The nutty racist news guy.
Yeah. He is the nutty racist news guy.
That's him perfectly.
Would be.
God. What a piece of shit.
I mean, even on fucking Fox, he's out there. It's him and Hannity really are the chief ball washers Trump.
All right. Who's better? Who's better at washing the nuts of Trump? Who's
Hannity's younger. I mean, you know.
Although
Lou's hands probably shake. You get a little extra motion.
Why does his hand shake? Why Hannity?
Because he's 80.
Oh, really? Hannity's older than Lou?
No, I said Lou Dobbs' hands shake.
Oh, right. I would probably get a good handy. Oh, I see. God, they both just suck on his dick, huh? Good job, guys. Way to look out for America.
We haven't heard from this guy in a little while, but he's still out there.
Ooh, yes.
Still being heinous. I'm sure Trump still loves him some Michael Savage.
Oh, this is the worst, dude.
I want to bring back the House Un-American Activities Committee, and I want the president to put me in charge.
Does Michael Savage wake up in the morning, he looks at himself like, God damn it, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to be the best racist, homophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic.
He talks to himself in the mirror. Who's the best? Who's the most racist? Who's the most homophobe?
It's him.
You are.
You are, yeah.
Here he is talking about the Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, David Dennison affair.
Is it true Michael Savage in high school was voted most hated? He's the biggest hater.
I think
sorry,
at every reunion.
Most hateful, right?
Every reunion they renominated and elected him to the same position.
Shit. Reverse cowgirl.
But I want to go back to the bigger issue, which is domestic right now, which is I hope you heard what I said at the beginning of this show. I will make it simple again. Irrespective of whether Cohen paid off some low-life slut who may have slept with the president.
Some low-life slut who may have slept with the president.
Damn.
Not the bad person in this equation. Isn't the married guy whose wife's vagina had yet to go back to the right size after having given birth. Is so soon after Barron giving birth.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. I mean, you know.
that this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not him. He's not the bad guy.
Right?
In the equation
of course
at all.
Not. No. Trump's a white guy, a white rich male.
God, unreal.
Yeah, I mean,
irrespective.
Some low life slut who may have slept with the president. That is not a crime, by the way, as you'll hear from my defense attorney. It's not a crime to pay anyone hush money. I don't know if you know that. There was no crime here. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to...
Oh, Pookie. Correct. There is no crime. But if it was paid for by a political campaign, then there's a crime.
And also, we're talking about hush money. I mean, you know, maybe that's not a crime. But still... I mean, isn't it a problem to have a president that has to give out a shit ton of hush money for different
things?
Well,
and nobody's charged anybody with a crime.
Yeah. That's not the issue, right?
It's a civil matter. Stormy is suing in civil court. It's not criminal court. She wants the NDA ripped up.
God, Michael.
That's it.
Wouldn't your lawyer be able to tell
you
that?
She's not asking for any money. She's willing to give back the $130,000.
She's giving back the money. She wants to tell her fucking story.
She wants out of the NDA. Well, she thinks it's been broken already.
But Trump would say, what NDA? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he did. I didn't know anything about that. My lawyer. Talk to my lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, but don't you ever talk to your lawyer. That's the question.
Well, and he's throwing Cohen under the bus because...
Oh, yeah.
The only other solution is that Cohen entered into a contract... Ooh. And signed, or that Trump was a part of, David Dennison has been filed in other papers that he's Trump.
Yes.
And he took part, he was a party in that original NDA. So yeah, you can't, you can't sign your client up
right
for a contract without them knowing about it.
What if you're going to tell him later?
You will be disbarred.
Okay.
So, and that might be criminal. I don't know. But Cohen, that explanation means that Cohen didn't tell his client that signed him up for an NDA.
This might be a dumb question. And if Cohen, if they find some shit on Cohen, can they, I mean, if they do, I know that's crazy. Could Cohen cooperate with the government?
Oh, yeah.
And give them info against Trump?
Oh, yeah. In fact,
even though he's Trump's lawyer.
What's his name?
It Donnie, doesn't matter, right?
Donnie Deutsch, I guess. The MSNBC guy is on.
Deutsch.
He's the...
Isn't he the guy that Trump said he wanted to grab people's pussies or something?
No. That was Billy Bush.
Oh, okay.
Very alliterative, though.
Yeah.
Donnie Deutsch is, I think he's like a finance guy or something like that on MSNBC or something like that.
Defeat.
He is buds with Cohen.
Yes.
And he basically told Cohen, and he said on his TV show, you got to flip on this guy.
Don't
go to jail for this asshole.
Do it for America, Cohen. You know, you seem like a scumbag, though. I mean,
don't take one for Trump.
Yeah.
Because he will throw you under the bus in a millisecond.
Right.
In a microsecond.
But doesn't Cohen seem like somebody would do that? I mean, you know. Do you see this guy going to jail for Schindler?
Well, no, because they hire the lowest life form of human beings. So, of course not.
Yeah, but on The Sopranos, when one of those guys gets
they
nabbed.
They have more honor.
When they get nabbed, they never flip.
The real mob has more honor than,
right.
than this fake mob.
Oh, man, The Sopranos. By the way, go to Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you spin, we get a piece of. You know what's on Amazon Prime right now?
What?
The Sopranos. You can watch all those episodes, I think, for free. I love that show. Hilarious.
You want to hear the rest of this, Michael Sandwich?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Low life slut.
To the president. That is not a crime, by the way, as you'll hear from my defense attorney. It's not a crime to pay anyone hush money. I don't know if you know that. There was no crime here. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to investigate Cohen's emails, everything they can find, emails, you name it, phone records, to try to get something else. That's a smokescreen, the Smokey Daniels. If they can find...
Smokey Daniels. I think he meant Stormy.
Is he being funny?
I don't think so. Right.
That implicates someone in Trump's family in some business dealing that may have been a little off the beam, or a tax thing.
He's talking about crimes. Well, you know, something with the family might have been a little off the beam.
I don't even know. Is that even an expression?
He's talking about crimes.
Oh, listen. And by the way, Michelle Obama didn't wear sleeves and a dress. Oh,
exactly,
my God.
Exactly.
If
Point to an Obama crime. We'll wait.
off the beam, or a tax thing that Cohen. I'm saying if now anything he can get his hands on, what they will do is indict that family member, and try to destroy the family member. And once they have that family member in the vice, if they get that far, through Cohen's private correspondence, what they will do is they will present Trump with a very Machiavellian decision, rock in a hard place.
What is he talking about?
Machiavellian.
A very Machiavellian decision, a rock in a hard place.
That's a Sophie's choice. That's not a Machiavellian decision.
I mean, it's
Machiavellian is the ends justify the means, right?
Yeah. And doesn't that, you know, infer some complications? Like it's...
Well, I mean, how many
rock in a hard place.
How many people tuned into Michael Savage are going to be like, I don't believe that literary reference is correct.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody.
Very Machiavellian decision. Rock in a hard place. Either step down with honor or we'll put your ex in jail, meaning the relative. That's what I think is going on here.
What ex is going to jail?
He means ex. Who?
Oh, ex.
Ex-person,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ex-relative.
Right. Would he care?
Forget the fact that they may find something a little off the beam.
Off the beam?
Or a tax thing. You know, yeah. Who doesn't commit tax fraud? Come on.
Who doesn't launder a shit ton of Russian crime dollars in a real estate sale or whatever the fuck?
God, they really Schiller don't. Did. This is the party of law and order. Let's remember this. These are the ones, but they only mean law and order for black people.
Oh, absolutely, Pat.
For brown people.
For gay people. All things like that.
All kinds of law and order on gay people and brown people.
But like with white guys like Trump, it's like Deadwood.
Well, sure, because they're the master race. They're in charge. Western civilization. Steve King said it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Western civilization.
God.
Far better than all these other savages on the planet.
Steve King. God.
I don't believe Stephen King likes Steve King.
They're not fans of each other?
Yeah, I think not. The other news today in Trumpville, Trumplandia.
Yes.
Is that reports, I think this was from the Associated Press, maybe.
The AP.
That back in the day, a former doorman,
right?
Trump Tower, Trump thing.
Yes,
at some Trump joint,
Trumpapalooza,
was paid by the National Enquirer,
sure,
to keep quiet about a rumor that he had,
right,
regarding Trump. The doorman's name was Dino Sajudin. Sajudin? S-A-J-U-D-I-N.
Sajudin.
It's been, apparently, he talked to CNN today.
Okay.
Today I awoke to learn that a confidential agreement I had with AMI, which is the publisher of the National Enquirer.
Yes.
With regard to a story about President Trump was leaked to the press.
Oh, shit.
So apparently he thinks he's free and clear now. And he says, I can confirm.
Right.
That while working at Trump World Tower, I was instructed not to criticize President Trump's former housekeeper.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Due to a prior relationship she had with President Trump.
Oh, fuck.
Which produced a child.
Oh, my God. You know, this is weird, though, right? Why would the Enquirer pay this guy to not talk?
Because the Enquirer has been Trump's two-finger buddy a while now.
Why wouldn't Trump just pay the guy off himself? It's weird. The Enquirer is just doing
Well, they get the story and then they spike it.
Oh, okay. They get this right. They spike it. What do you mean?
They don't publish it, and they tell him you can't talk about it.
Yeah, but they still have to fucking pay for it.
We bought your story.
Yeah.
No, you can't talk about it. That's what they did with McDougal, right? Wasn't it? Or it was somebody Trumpian related.
Yeah, but I thought Trump did it. It's just, to me, it's odd.
Or it was Stormy.
Yeah, but it to me. Yeah,
Stormy. There was a story.
Right.
That they were going to do with the Enquirer, and then they spiked it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. It's just weird that the Enquirer would do that for Trump. I mean, why would they spend all that money just to protect this guy?
They're bunnies. Damn. Him and the owner of the Enquirer.
Yeah, they must be good fucking friends.
Or Trump has something on him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably more likely. That's,
vipers, that's right? They're all fucking vipers.
That's how that
kind
of works.
Yeah, yeah.
It has not been independently confirmed by any outlets investigating that Trump has fathered a child out of wedlock, though.
Oh, shit.
The publisher of the Enquirer pushed back. American Media, Inc., the parent company of the Enquirer, said it categorically denies the allegation.
Right.
The New Yorker and the Associated Press have the story. The two outlets reported that AMI paid $30,000 in 2015, late 2015.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, right when he was starting to run for office.
The former doorman at the Trump building to prevent him from publicizing a rumor that Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock. So if it's not true, Why are you paying $30,000 to someone to not say anything?
Just because you like them or, you know.
He told the Inquirer he heard Trump fathered a child with a Trump employee back in the late 80s.
Oh, shit. So this
in a practice called Catch and Kill, the publication bought the exclusive rights to the story and then buried it as a favor to Trump.
Oh, okay.
After Trump had announced,
right, that he's going to run for fucking office.
He was running. It was 2015. They were in the primaries probably already by that time.
So the Inquirer is like, well, we want to help you be president. What can we do? And Trump said, here's a list of people I need you to pay off. Maybe.
Quite possibly.
Man, that's
which
crazy.
Might be in the Cohen records, in the Cohen shit. Emails, because that's right up Cohen's alley.
You almost shouldn't have spent the money. I mean, you know.
Ronan Farrow had the story over at the New Yorker. He's having a great year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's the one who brought down Weinstein.
Oh, that's right.
He said that the order to stop the reporting came from David Pecker.
Pecker?
The publisher of Inquirer and longtime Donald Trump friend.
Ooh, perfect.
Farrow said, this is about the most powerful people in the country having the ability to silence and change the news narrative at will. I think the people should know that.
Fuck yeah, dude. He's right.
The story also mentioned Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen.
Oh, shit.
Two former employees over at AMI, the Inquirer publisher, said they believe that Cohen was in close contact with AMI executives while the company's reporters were looking into the story.
Okay.
About
so
the love baby.
Right. Love baby.
AMI says they categorically deny that Trump or Cohen had anything to do with the decision not to pursue the story. Because they determined it was not credible. But then I also saw a story that somebody formerly over at AMI was like, oh, no,
it's credible as fuck.
Yeah, they shut it down before we could prove if it was credible or not.
God, I don't understand. Inquirer, I know you're buddies with Trump, but damn, I would want to run this fucking story. Really? I don't give a fuck. It's Donald Trump, man.
It was McDougal. AMI has reportedly paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 in August 2016.
Yes.
A couple months before the fucking election. For her story about a 9-month affair with Trump, the deal reportedly included a deal to publish regular columns by McDougal on aging and fitness.
Right.
The Inquirer, however, spiked the story.
And she never got to do her column.
AMI said that McDougal, I don't know if she did or not.
Oh, okay.
The, New Yorker reported soon after it contacted AMI for comment, the company's celebrity gossip website, Radar Online, published its own story about the scandal and the payment.
Yes.
Radar said that the Inquirer decided not to publish because it determined the rumor of the affair was untrue. So this is Radar Online.
Right, right.
Owned by the same company and publisher as The Inquirer.
Fuck.
So it's not The Inquirer saying.
Yes.
It's a different company.
Oh, okay. Owned by the same fucking people.
Well, that's the problem. That's one of the problems.
Right.
Is all these media outlets owned by five or six different goddamn giant evil conglomerates.
So he's right. Ronan's right, right? It's like we have just a few people deciding what news to get to hear.
It says the New Yorker and the Associated Press both talked to staffers at the Inquirer who said they were told not to pursue the story.
No shit.
Right after Sajudeen gave them the tip.
Sajudeen. God, that's got to suck. If you're one of these reporters, you figured this out. You're like, oh, man.
They said they were not able to confirm the facts behind the rumor and the members of the family involved in the story denied it.
Right.
To the two outlets, neither named the woman or the child.
So Trump has a quote unquote love child. Does anyone care?
The doorman heard a rumor.
Yes.
That Trump had a love child from an employee from the 80s.
So that's the evidence? Well, that's all we know about it.
They pay him, yeah.
Then why'd they pay him off?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So that kid exists. Well, that person, I don't know, how old are they? Late 80s.
I mean, the Inquirer just, even if there's nothing to the story, the right. Inquirer paid $30,000 during the primary season to shut him up about
God,
it.
We have a news organization doing propaganda for Donald fucking Trump while he's getting elected.
You've seen it at the dollar store. It's right there next to the register you look at when you're checking out.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Even now, it's like, proof that Hillary killed Seth Rich. I mean, it's just about that level of craziness.
It's
anti-Hillary,
slander.
Anti-Obama shit still. Yeah.
God, it's Hillary derangement syndrome.
I thought there was like 10 minutes that the Inquirer was trying to be like real news.
When they busted John Edwards.
Right.
When they busted a liberal.
Then it went just right-wing crazy.
Yeah. John Edwards is some bad shit. Right? He was involved in some fucked up shit, right?
His wife was dying. And
yeah,
he
was fucking a bunch of people.
Fathered a child.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. And then took campaign donation money to shut her up. Wasn't that him?
And how
am
much?
Getting my assholes mixed up?
And no, you're familiar with your assholes. And sorry. Didn't this motherfucker spend $400 on a haircut?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He spent $400 on a fucking haircut. I just got a haircut. You know how much
on
I
his
spent?
Head?
Yeah.
Because it better include for $400.
$400,
I better get topiary down there.
Why? The dude's hair, man. I mean, you know, not to make it about gender, but God, you know. I just paid $20, $19, I think $17 with a tip for my haircut. Like, you did 20-something, you know? Does it look okay? Is my haircut okay?
$400.
You're not even looking.
I saw it when it happened.
Okay. Thank you.
I saw something about Ducey. Steve Ducey uncritically pushes Russian smear about Syrian first responders. I don't even know what that is.
What the fuck?
Ducey.
Hey, Ducey. Fuck you.
Licking some Trump hole.
Ooh, yes. Yummy, yummy.
Well, let's have an Alex Jones moment, shall we?
Oh, yes. I mean, listen, dude, I'm a big fan of this death metal over Alex Jones speak or whatever. That's good.
Alex Jones, well, here you go. It's him talking.
Satan!
Something about, oh, my God. Okay.
Cha-cha! Cha-cha.
He had a bizarre news conference the other day with Roger Stone and
God.
One of the other hosts on his stupid radio network. And
I watched some of that.
And he goes batshit. He runs over and like almost rapes the American flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Kissing it and shit. And then he does his Alec, I'm pretending to be.
Right.
I love George Soros. I love him. I love him.
Let me ask something. Like,
so
I watched that whole business, and yeah, Alex Jones was running around being crazy, but we watched him throw a chair across a studio in theatricality, that thing. But it's weird for me to watch Roger Stone just standing there. This Roger Stone, he has the ability to ignore the most amazing shit I've ever seen. I mean, he is standing there like...
with not much reaction either, as Alex Jones is losing his mind.
There is a crazy barbarian running around the stage next to this Roger Stone. Roger's just pretending like it's not happening.
Right.
I don't know how he does that.
He worked for Nixon.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Here's Damn. Alex Jones, and he was really unhappy about the suggestion that...
Ta-ta.
The Russia thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
People are turned off. You know, we get the anti-big government and all that stuff, but this whole Russia thing is just
This moment is
crazy.
It's like once more into the breach kind of shit. High drama.
Here's Alex Jones again.
Yes.
Bitching on his show about people saying he loves Russia too much or something like that.
That's Euro News. The full interview is up on Infowars.com. That's the Russian ambassador to the EU. I just played the Russian ambassador to the UN earlier saying basically the exact same thing. But I don't just go off what the Russians say. I'm not a Russophile.
What?
I'm not an Anglophile. I'm an Americana guy. But I see Russia going in the direction of 1776. I see us going the opposite direction.
I see Russia going in the direction of 1776. I see us going in the opposite direction.
That's crazy, dude. It's a weird thing to say anyway. It's fucking bizarre.
the direction of 1776. I see us going the opposite direction. I see the very enemies of our country trying to start a war by killing a bunch of Russians, and the Russians say they're going to shoot back at our ships. So let's talk with Andrei Afanasyev, about a national TV host, analyst, runs his own TV network in Russia. Again, famous reporter over there. It advises a lot of folks. In the 5 minutes we have in this segment, the bad scenario. We don't want to be alarmist, but if we're not, and talk about where this leads, nuclear war, if the Russians...
we don't want to be alarmists, and we're not. But if this goes where it leads, to nuclear war.
He said he didn't want to be alarmist right. in like 15 seconds. Nuclear war.
Chimera.
If the Russians, a bunch of them get killed, then under international law, the Russians have a response to shoot down more of our aircraft, to sink ships. Then things escalate very, very quickly. This is insane.
He's talking about these Russian mercenaries that were allegedly killed.
Yes.
Pompeo, during his ridiculous hearing today.
Yeah, fuck him.
Which was, you know, Republicans licking him.
Yeah.
Followed by Democrats going after him. Some of them.
Right. You guys.
I'm sure he's going to get confirmed.
Not one Democrat should vote for anybody.
I'm sure he's getting confirmed. Anybody the Secretary of State.
There's no reason to.
He can't believe why people think he's a war hawk.
Because you are. Because you are. And you're going to be working with John Bolton. If you vote to confirm this guy, I assume you're okay with having World War fucking III.
One of the Democrats, I don't want to say who it was. I thought, I don't know, who Warner maybe? But asked, to some of us,
yes,
it looks as if Donald Trump is assembling a war cabinet.
Right. Yeah.
That's- John Bolton, you.
Yes.
Mattis as a defense secretary,
he's
a general.
Fucking general.
And Pompeo was like, oh, pshaw. Ha 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 ha.
Democrats, don't fucking vote to confirm this guy. Don't do it. You're going to want to because you're going to want to seem reasonable. Resist, resist, resist. Don't do anything for this fucking guy.
Here's the rest of, I don't know if there's any more of Alex. Let me see. Is there more?
Things escalate very, very quickly. This is insane. A guy with a brain tumor who's completely psychotic, John McCain, who's well known for being a...
Who's completely psychotic? Guys. How fucking dare him?
Yeah,
I hate John McCain.
Right.
He's a war hawk and a lunatic and a general conservative ass bag. I respect the fact of him being a hero in NAM.
Yes, absolutely. And wow, listen to this.
And
sympathy.
I would never say he's out of his mind because of a brain tumor.
It's sad, dude. Nobody wants a brain tumor. That's a tragic thing to happen to anyone. It is so unfeeling, unsympathetic. It's heartless to say, oh, he's a psychotic with that brain tumor.
Yeah. And states it as a fact. He's got a brain tumor. He's psychotic.
God, what a dick. What a fucking
very, very
dick.
Quickly, this is insane. A guy with a brain tumor who's completely psychotic, John McCain, who's well known for being a psychotic, let's pull some photos of McCain lately. He just looks completely deranged.
I'm sorry. Because no one has ever accused Alex Jones of being a psychotic.
No, of course.
Okay?
He's a cuddle bunny. He's
picture
very
of sanity.
Calm. He's just playing character, don't forget.
Oh, yes. He once played a character that entertained the fact that on Mars, there's camps of child molesters or kids. I don't know.
Well, he didn't push back.
Who knows
back.
What the fuck?
He didn't push back against that at all.
He didn't push
kind
back.
Kind of moved on. Okay, well, yeah. You know, we also know that.
Psychotic. Let's pull some photos of McCain lately. He just looks completely deranged.
He's on chemo.
He looks deranged.
He's undergoing chemo.
Yeah, you know what? When you're really sick, you don't look well. You don't look well.
And try to find a picture of Alex Jones on the internet, he doesn't look deranged.
Right.
In some capacity.
Oh, my God. God, Alex, you suck, dude. You're fucking...
Let's pull some photos of McCain lately. He just looks completely deranged. This guy's undergoing chemotherapy, which makes you even more unstable, especially when it's in the brain. And, you know, they call it chemo brain. This guy is the guy...
Chemo is not targeted.
Kate.
Radiation is targeted. Right. Chemo is not targeted. Chemo is a chemical. You get shot into your bloodstream, and it goes everywhere and kills all fast-growing tissue. Yeah.
Can you wake up the intern and have her contact Dexter? Can someone get Dexter on the phone?
Or unstable, especially when it's in the brain. And, you know, they call it chemo brain. This guy is the guy that helped fund the radical jihadists that helped invade the whole area. Went over there with Marco Rubio and the rest of them and Lindsey Graham. There they are with the ISIS and Al-Qaeda leaders. Let's talk worst case scenario if this thing kicks off.
There you go. I don't know what he's talking about. But the money part was that he sees 1776 in Russia and the opposite here.
Yeah, yeah. Is this corpulent asshole, is he talking about Lindsey Graham in a negative way, or he doesn't like the Republic? He said he went over there with Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he hates Lindsey Graham, but he really hates him some John McCain.
God, it's so tough, these right-wing nut job dirtbags, who they love and who they hate. They are so fucking fickle.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsey Graham is the most conservative. You know what I mean? He's not a progressive. He's an asshole. He's an asshole conservative. Why don't you love him?
That's our president.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget.
God.
The whole atmosphere.
It's embarrassing. I put up a meme today. Meme. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to Amazon. Check out all our, not Amazon. Go to Facebook. Check out the memes. I put a meme up. I've seen it a shit ton, but I love it. It's a picture of Trump doing something stupid. It says 0 days without being a national fucking embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
It's true. There hasn't been one fucking day where this guy has acted, even acted presidential. And that's what we were sold. That's the bill of goods. The fucking slime bag GOP sold fucking America. Once the election was over, he would act presidential. How's that working out, fuck nuts? You fucking liars.
Listen to more of Fire and Fury on the elliptical today.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Go
Tell
to
me
crabdiving.com/audible and do a free trial there.
Yeah.
It was just more about the first, specifically I listened today about the first was it the State of the Union or his first address to a joint session of Congress. I don't remember if it was actually a State of the Union. It might have been.
Yeah, yeah.
How crazy it was and how that one evening, remember that first speech that he gave?
Yes.
He almost sounded not too crazy.
Right.
Because it was following his inauguration address, which was like the head orc in Mordor rallying the troops.
Is there tape of George Bush saying this is some?
No,
God. That's not fair.
That was reported upon.
Oh,
there's
I want
no,
it. Don't
no.
you want to hear that audio? It's just some weird shit.
Yeah, some weird shit.
Some weird shit.
The best commentary George Bush ever gave.
Yeah.
That's some weird shit.
Best video is him and Michelle Obama dancing during that song at the funeral.
Well, him trying to navigate that plastic at the inauguration to put over his head when it was raining is pretty fucking hilarious, too. You got to Google that shit.
He couldn't get us out of Iraq, either. You know? What a shock.
Well, he got us into it.
He got us into it.
Let's not forget that.
I don't know
detail.
That he got into that raincoat, though. I don't know that he got into that.
It was like a rain poncho or something. It was
really difficult.
It's really spectacular.
Just amazing.
Kudos to the cameraman that found that too, and zoomed right
shit
in
like
on
that.
Him.
Shit like that makes me question my atheism.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God. Huckabee. Mike Huckabee suggests Republicans order the Capitol Police to conduct a raid on the FBI.
Oh, my God. The Capitol Police to conduct a raid on the FBI.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the evil deep state over there that they're going after Trump.
You know where the deep state is? It's hidden in the same place where all the Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate kid fuckers are held up. Same place.
Good God.
In your imagination. The same place where all the crisis actors from all the mass shootings. They live in your psychosis. Raid your psychosis.
Steve Bannon in the news.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, his spreading fascism tour in Europe hasn't been going that great.
I saw your conversation on Facebook with one of our listeners about... we put that story up about Bannon, and you're like... Somebody said something.
He said
dandruff or something.
There was dandruff on his shoulder.
And you said?
Or meth flakes.
And then I said, that's, I commented on your comment. I said, that's like his most favorite is cereal.
No, I didn't see
meth flakes. Meth flakes. You're missing out if you're not on our Facebook, you know, you're lost.
Join in the convo.
Yeah.
Thanks to those that do.
Right.
And thanks to those that tweet us.
Yes. Thanks for the twats.
On the Twitter. We appreciate it. In fact, let me check before we talk about Bannon. Let me quickly check our president's Twitter.
Oh, okay.
A few today.
Yes.
Opening this morning.
Dee, 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 dee,
holy
dee,
shit. 3:03 a.m.
Damn, Trump. He's up early. He's eating those methy flakes.
If I wanted to fire Robert Mueller in December, as reported by the failing New York Times,
yes,
I would have fired him. Just more fake news from a biased newspaper! Exclamation point.
Oh, my God.
Failing New York Times.
If I wanted to fire him, I would fire him. That's what he's saying, right?
Yep. California Governor Jerry Brown. You can't fire him, by the way, Donnie. California Governor Jerry Brown is doing the right thing.
Okay.
And sending the National Guard to the border. Thank you, Jerry. Good move for the safety of our country. Meanwhile,
Is he?
No. Jerry Brown has said, I will send troops down there for certain things, none of which will involve collecting illegal aliens.
Okay. Okay.
Or undocumented.
Because I know, just based on the news, I love Jerry Brown. He's one of my favorite.
No, Jerry Brown said we're not participating.
Yeah.
I'll help on other things. We're not participating in your shenanigans.
Because Jerry am I correct in that Jerry Brown is not a fan of Schittler? Is that correct?
Yeah, I would probably. Yeah. That's probably safe.
Can we have Jerry Brown be our president? Can we do that?
I'd vote for him.
Fuck yes. I would vote for him. Just install him. Let's just get this going. Fuck this shit.
Apparently Trump got pissy about criticism that him saying, or tweeting, I should say, yesterday, oh, our beautiful missiles are smart and they're coming soon.
Oh my God.
How does that not contradict with him yelling at Obama?
I know.
Telegraphing,
well, it does, you
when
know what?
Something was going to happen.
You're forgetting. You're forgetting. And what are you forgetting?
Obama's black.
There you go. Okay.
Never said this is President of the United States at 3:15 a.m.
Damn.
Never said when an attack on Syria would take place.
Syria? You know he says that.
Could be very soon or not.
Yes.
So soon at all, or not so soon at all.
Right.
Exclamation point.
Yes.
In any event, the United States, under my administration, has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America?
Oh, my God. Who's supposed to thank us?
Where is our thank you, America?
Hi, Middle East. Could you send us a card thanking us for all the droning? Could you? Would you mind?
What a sad, petulant little fuckwaddle we have in the White House.
No shit.
Where's my thank you?
Oh my God, Trump. It must be true. He really must live in a bubble in that fucking White House, right? Is he this out of touch?
Well, he only watches his Fox.
Where's my
thank
you?
And then he hate watches Joe and Mika.
Right, because Steve Ducey sucks his dick every fucking morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. President.
Ooh. How do you talk with his cock in your mouth, Ducey?
Ainsley, uncross your legs like Sharon Stone. Give the president a little thrill this morning.
How fucking sad.
Then Trump tweeted, good luck to Mike Pompeo. During his confirmation hearing today, he will be a great Secretary of State.
He'll be great. Just fucking great. Meanwhile, you know what it sounded like? This Tillerson? Did you get the vibe that Tillerson was like lazy and didn't really do much? That's the vibe I get from reading shit.
I guess,
just didn't like it. I don't know. He didn't enjoy it.
Pompeo, I guess, is unruffling Democrat feathers by promising them that he'll fill those vacancies.
Yes. Great.
All these ambassadors that we should have.
Do not confirm him.
There were a couple. One Zimbabwe, one, I think it was a Democrat today, said, you know, there's some really big shit happening in Zimbabwe.
If anybody gives a fuck.
And China is moving in, making deals with African governments and building infrastructure and stuff, because that's probably the big continent to look at now.
So what are we,
as far as making money?
What are we doing?
He said they've got some important elections coming up and stuff. We don't have an ambassador to Zimbabwe and haven't.
Wouldn't it be better to if we could?
Not because of the Democrats obstructing.
Yes.
The White House has not put anyone up.
Right.
For many of these positions. As much as Donald Trump likes to piss and moan about positions not being filled because the Democrats are slowballing him. I'm sure they are. But they're also not putting people forth.
Yeah. That's so
to be a slowball.
Right. But I don't know. I would rather just not have anyone. I don't want Mike Pompeo starting World War III. Sorry.
This one, I am 100,000,000% sure.
Oh, shit.
Was written by somebody else.
Okay.
This tweet. On Yom HaShoah,
right,
we remember the 6 million Jews slaughtered in the Holocaust.
Okay.
With each passing year, our duty to remember this atrocity increases as we pledge hashtag never again, hashtag Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Is that Trump?
That's his tweet.
Oh, my God.
You think that was him?
No.
What the fuck is Yom HaShoah?
Yeah, no. He doesn't fucking know.
All right. President Donald Trump proclaims April 12th through April 19th as the day's remembrance of the victims of the Holocaust.
Okay.
Well, nice that he recognizes its existence.
I mean, I would say this. His Holocaust remembrance tweets that he might write himself would be more interesting.
Right. It would make a great movie.
How would he make it about him? If someone said, here's your, by the way, Twitter is suggesting that in 2020 it's a Pfeiffer Vile ticket.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Come on, people. Man. If we're going to do some crazy shit. I lost my train of thought. Damn it. Fuck. You know what I was going to say?
I can't help you.
Okay.
6 hours ago, Donald Trump tweeted, I have agreed with the historically cooperative, disciplined approach that we have engaged in with Robert Mueller. Unlike the Clintons, exclamation point.
Right.
Literally, unlike the Clintons.
If someone gave you a writing exercise, and we're like, hey, at Vile Experience, I want you to write you, how many characters in Twitter?
280 now.
In 280 characters, write something about the Holocaust Remembrance Day, but make it about you. How would you do that? I think that would be challenging.
Well, I'm on a new tweet.
It's a new
one. In his defense.
Right, right. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But anything, he can make it about him. It's amazing.
Well, it was moments later that he tweeted, President Trump proclaims, you know, and then on Yom HaShoah, we remember 6 million right. Jews slaughtered. Meanwhile, as Jared was typing that one for him, Trump was on his own going, I've agreed with the historically cooperative, disciplined approach we've engaged in with Robert Mueller, unlike the Clintons. I have full confidence in Ty Cobb, my special counsel, and have been fully advised throughout each phase of this process. So apparently somewhere he must have been watching Joe and Mika. Joe and Mika at that point, because the story is that we talked about it yesterday. What was his name?
I don't remember.
What's that other attorney? Not Moskowitz.
We were talking about. No. Oh, God damn it. We're Ty Cobb and the other one. The other one that's.
It's that previous lawyer that quit, right?
Dowd.
I can't think of his name.
Dowd,
but there's the. Who was his previous lawyer? Something of wits. Anyway, that guy was back, and he's historically said, you don't deal with Mueller at all. You swing back a thousandfold.
Yay.
And so the story was they think that's where Trump's going to go.
Right.
And that he's going to override Ty Cobb, who's like, give them what they want. You're not guilty of anything. Cooperate, give them what they want. But you're not guilty of anything, right?
Okay.
So just cooperate.
Trump's like, I just picture Trump when he...
Trump's like, how do I hit back? Right.
He's a child with nukes.
Something about tax cuts and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Miller.
So those are the tweets du jour.
Do you think Jared's far. Tweeting for him? Do you really?
Well, who knows about Yom HaShoah?
Not Trump. Bannon didn't write it. No. He's a Nazi.
Bannon would have deleted it. Or
Bannon probably doesn't believe in the Holocaust.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Why didn't...
Bit?
Is Bannon going to get a job in the White House again? Well, Bannon,
way to bring it back to where we diverged.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Bannon's back.
So apparently he wants back in.
Bannon's
is the
back.
Story over at Slate.
Bannon's back.
The Washington Post. The Washington Post report.
Yes.
I put those two words together.
Yeah.
Trying to save time.
Guess who's back?
Said that the former Trump whisperer is letting it be known that he has some pretty good ideas on how to shut down the Russia investigation.
Okay.
His plan that apparently he presented.
Yes.
Is some crazy shit.
It's some crazy shit, as George Bush would say. Weird shit.
First of all, fire Rosenstein.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, stop cooperating.
Okay.
In any capacity.
Right.
With the Mueller investigation.
Absolutely.
You want documents? Fuck you. Here's your documents.
Suck my dick. Look at that.
You want to talk to me? Fuck you. Here's your talking to me.
Right, right. Go suck my dick. That kind of thing.
Ty Cobb, Trump lawyer, should be fired immediately.
Immediately. Who the fuck's he going to hire, Bannon? I mean, have you been reading the news? The guy can't get lawyers. He's the fucking president.
This one is... where it gets amazing.
Yes.
None of that is surprising. I mean,
right. You know.
Assert executive privilege. Ooh,
okay.
Thereby creating a new legal battleground to protect himself. And he thinks that Trump should declare this executive privilege.
Yes.
Retroactively.
Oh, yeah.
And saying anyone that was involved in his administration or campaign, because remember, for some reason, they think they can apply executive privilege back to the campaign before he was a fucking executive.
Wow. That's some weird shit. That's crazy.
And
retroactively.
Well, and not, quote, declare null and void all info collected by the special counsel through any interviews with any White House staff. You didn't hear that.
This is like the hot tub time machine defense.
It's going beyond the Wayback insane. Machine.
Pretend like it never happened.
Who the fuck do they think the president is, these people? I mean, seriously, do they think
it's a
the
dream.
President is some creepy emperor? Did they not pay attention in seventh grade about the checks and balances?
Well, but what we're forgetting is that Steve Bannon is a fascist.
Yes.
Which means he's
a white supremacist.
He's a white supremacist, a Nazi fuck fascist. He's crazy. I mean, if you think about that, like what it takes in your mind to be a fucking Nazi fuck nut, that means you're crazy. I don't give a fuck. This is crazy shit from a crazy motherfucker. Why not?
Bannon said to the Post, quote, it was a strategic mistake to turn over everything without due process and executive
strategery. Sorry.
And executive privilege should be exerted immediately. Ooh. And retroactively.
Is Bannon a lawyer? That
no.
makes a lot of sense.
No.
Jeez.
No, it was like a finance major or some shit like that.
God, that's nuts. That's fucking nuts.
So there you go.
I heard somebody talking about this. Maybe was it on Matt Al? They were saying, so now he's he's supposed to not listen to his lawyers and then listen to Bannon, who's not a fucking lawyer.
Right.
It doesn't. Who would do this?
Well, these people are nuts. In his slight defense, the lawyers he's got are barely lawyers.
God, that is some weird. That's bizarre defense. But yeah, you're right.
There was a, I don't remember who said it on telly.
Hello.
But there was some legal, I don't know, magazine or newspaper or something, declared the law school that Michael Cohen went to as possibly the worst law school in the United States.
Oh, wow. God.
So it's not like he's, you know, Harvard or Yale Law. This Michael Cohen guy. He went to, like, the University of South Schenectady. I don't know.
When somebody like Donald Trump gets a clear...
Or he went to Trump University and got his degree there.
Some pit bull of a lawyer. Yeah. It's not like you get a guy that went to Princeton and you're like, you want to find a guy who's a scumbag. You want to, not to say that people from that law school are scumbags. God, I don't mean that sounds elitist to me.
There may be some excellent lawyers from a shitty school.
Absolutely. But,
But am I right to
think Trump doesn't look for the best lawyer? Trump looks for the lawyer that will help him with his bullshit. That doesn't mind.
Exactly. He wants a consigliere.
Right. But by the way, just to be fair, there are probably lots of scumbag lawyers that graduate Princeton, Harvard, and Yale. I am fucking sure.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Some of them made president.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to hear Trump joke about staying longer than 8 years as president?
Yes, please.
Obama, they lost their mind when Obama said, "I can't run again."
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
I think
yeah.
if I could, I'd win.
Right?
They lost their minds on the right. Remember?
Yeah.
He's gonna dissolve the Constitution. He's gonna declare martial law, and that Negro's gonna try to take over and stay longer than 8 years.
That is such a dangerous rabbit hole to go down. You know, because I do that all the time when I'm looking at stories. I'm like, my thing is like, if Obama did any of this, it would be insane. And it makes me want to throw my
Beyond
chair
insane.
Through a fucking window.
So God, here's Trump. I don't know where the fuck he is. He was talking out about tax cuts or something.
He's in the White House. It's in tippy top shape, whatever you want to call it.
Here he is being funny, Don.
Oh, okay.
Cutting record numbers of regulations. We've cut more regulations in a year and a quarter than any administration, whether it's 4 years, 8 years, or in one case, 16 years. Should we go back to 16 years? Should we do that, Congressman? Can we have that extended? You know, the last time I jokingly said that, the papers started saying, he's got despotic tendencies. No, I'm not looking to do it. Unless you want to do it, that's okay.
I'm not looking to be a despot, unless you want to.
Listen, when this you want to talk about a slippery slope, start asking these people that support Trump still what they want him to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that it's going to get fucked up. These people, you know, they're fucking bananas.
So there you go. Ha, ha.
They like got gimp rooms and shit. Ha. We don't know what they're up to.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very
great.
Funny, Mr. Trump.
How do we think fascist regimes start? How do we think shit goes wrong in other countries? Does it happen overnight?
No. Right.
It happens like this.
Hitler's party was duly elected in a minority.
Yeah.
And slowly crept up and took over.
Listen to what is being said here. That's crazy. Unless you want it. Oh, God.
Trump's America.
Fuck you.
This is Parkland, Florida.
Okay, sure.
A teacher who volunteered to train and carry a gun. These are one of the few teachers is like, sure, I would love to train and carry a gun in school.
Oh, okay. Great.
Florida.
Because more guns.
Chemistry teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. You may have heard of it.
Yes. How is a chemistry teacher, like a guy that's into chemistry, is going to be a gun nut?
His name is Sean Simpson.
Sean.
Mr. Simpson.
Yes.
Is had a Glock 9mm.
A Glock.
Which he promptly left in the men's room of a Deerfield Beach bar.
9mm. Is that now? What is the preferred gun of a teacher? What is the preferred gun? Know. I'm serious. AR. I mean, you know, I don't know.
You've shot a 9mm. I don't think it was a Glock. It wasn't a Glock.
I need everybody. If I'm shooting at you, I'm going to need you to stand real still. Okay. Yeah. Be big.
Try to have lines around yourself too.
Just so, don't move. I hate it.
The Broward County Sheriff's Office reported that Simpson accidentally left the gun in the bathroom.
Oopsie.
It was already gone by the time he realized his mistake and went back to get it.
Yes! Let's arm the teachers! Yes! Why the fuck not? What could go fucking wrong?
In the meantime, a drunken homeless man found the gun, fired it. When he picked it up, the bullet struck a wall. Fortunately, nobody was injured.
How can you do anything but laugh at this horrific thing that happened? I mean, no one was hurt.
This is the good, responsible, good guy with a gun.
And what if you took the gun out of that scenario, what happens?
There's no hole in the wall.
There's nothing.
Right.
All that happens is that a person,
a drunken homeless guy snuck into the bathroom at a bar.
Comes into the, yeah, that's it. End of story. The gun makes it a different story. I mean, you know.
Simpson has been charged with failing to safely store a firearm.
You left it on the toilet. That safely store it.
A second degree misdemeanor. He was released after posting $250 bond.
Right. Well, listen, better luck next time.
He is not expected to face any discipline action by the school.
Oh, okay. Okay. God.
The Broward County School Board unanimously rejected Florida's new state program to arm school staff.
Well, that's nice.
Which was implemented as part of a new law passed after the Parkland massacre.
Good job, guys. By the way, just a big congrats to America on how our history of responsible gun control in this country. And, you know, only how many gun deaths a year do we have? 30,000, something like that?
Not counting suicides.
Right. Okay. Right? Why don't we count suicides?
I don't think. I mean, maybe I don't know. Too many.
God damn. Too many.
Infinitely more than any other civilized country.
How the fuck are we commit suicide? Don't we have enough drugs out there to keep us happy? Aren't there enough opioids? What a mess. What a mess.
The Eddie Munster quit yesterday.
Yeah,
we know.
Go fuck yourself.
The big story was Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announcing his non-reelection, which everyone seems to agree on. Telly is
hello.
Is one, he's a yellow-bellied
yes.
coward.
What a coward. How was Iron
Lawrence
Man?
O'Donnell was quite sanctimonious last night, wasn't he? With the
yeah, he hates him.
Calling him the worst speaker in the House in history, the most
damn
ineffective.
Hey, Paul, if you're real sensitive, don't listen to Lawrence, because God, he's gonna he will make you cry. Oh no. That's what I want. I want a video of Paul Ryan crying watching Lawrence O'Donnell. Oh, yeah.
That makes it sound like he's got feelings. So I don't know if that's actually going to happen. Yeah.
Guy didn't miss a workout. Amazing. Speaker of the House. Jeez.
But the consensus seems to be that it's Paul Ryan's signal that don't bother with the House. We've lost it already.
Nah.
And
you
that donors,
fucking losers.
Donors are fleeing.
Yeah. Why are they
House races? Because they're like, why should I give $10,000 when
you're going to lose?
I'll get your asses kicked.
Maybe all the candidates you guys support are horrible, racist, gun-sucking dick fucks, and you just can't win.
But with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announcing he will not seek re-election.
Go fuck yourself.
That leaves the new leading Republican candidate in the race is Paul Nealon.
That Nazi fuck, right?
The Wisconsin Republican Party has formally disavowed him. But it seems already unlikely. I mean, it's unlikely they won't find somebody to try to run against him.
Yes, but not the Nazi or... Oh, to run against the Nazi in the primary.
Right.
See.
But even if he doesn't win the nomination, he's going to get a platform now.
Yeah.
To talk about what's wrong with wanting white people, what's wrong with thinking white people are better than black people.
You know what's crazy? It's like, there's no way the GOP is going to have a come to Jesus moment where they see all this bullshit that's happening and think, maybe we need to change it up. You're a white supremacist.
Nealon was supported by former White House strategist, ex-Breitbart exec Steve Bannon.
Why wouldn't he be? What? Bannon, this is your
Ann
guy.
Ann Coulter. Oh. When he first ran against Ryan in 2016.
Ann Coulter doesn't support this guy?
However, after 2016, he became being more transparent about his white supremacist and anti-Semitic views.
Oh!
Why do you think that happened after 2016, Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe he was emboldened.
Fucking disgusting.
It is fucking disgusting.
Bannon publicly disavowed him in December after he appeared on an anti-Semitic podcast and shared a stream of white supremacist memes on social media. We already talked about how in February he finally went off the deep end and shared a racist image of royal fiance Meghan Markle.
Oh my God.
And published a list of people he believed to be his Jewish foes in the media.
What the fuck? That's a hit list.
That was finally when the Republican Party was like, well, that's just gone too far.
Jeez. God damn.
Republican officials in Wisconsin called him a racist bigot, told reporters they don't want him in the Republican Party.
I don't know. I you know, maybe you don't. Who knows? It's weird. Isn't it weird that you never hear about any white supremacist, racist Republicans, racist Democrats running?
But now it's even worse because remember, we've talked about how they're killing each other in the Viper Pit.
Yes.
And that the alt-right hate fucks are splintering.
Right.
And that he now has lost many of his report. I'm reading from Right Wing Watch. He lost many of his remaining supporters in the racist alt-right movement when he published private identity of an alt-right troll, leaving him with a support base that now consists solely of violent neo-Nazi fascists.
Yay! Good job, guys.
Bravo, Republicans.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Paul Ryan.
And what party, again,
yes,
does he want to run as?
Let's GOP, Pat.
Let's not diminish this.
Right. Good job.
Even last week, he was on something called the Radical Agenda.
Yes.
A white nationalist podcast.
Okay. God.
We got to go. We don't have enough time. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
You Nazi fucks.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7, to loud music on the Eastern Type Coast.
Yes.
Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Thanks for the great reviews and the thumbs up and everything and for spreading the crabs.
Yay!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy, his Instagram, @RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening. Back with more bullshit Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody.
Fuck Nazis.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.